I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about the keys to the kingdom.
All right.
Matthew 16, the keys to the kingdom. I see you come out of there shouting this morning. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Matthew 16, we'll talk to you about some doctrinal things and some the word of the Lord. We are so glad you're here. You're visiting today. We're glad you're here. If I didn't mention your name and you're visiting, it's not because I intended to overlook you. Well, I appreciate you being here. Oh, hallelujah. I want to begin reading the 16th chapter and verse number 17. We'll read a few verses down through 20 there today, Lord willing. Jesus answered and said to him, talking about Peter, and Peter just said something that triggered this response from Jesus. Jesus had asked Peter, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now I'm going to tell you something. It is very important. What we believe about Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? It's critical what you believe about Jesus Christ. You can believe a way about Christ that will convert your life from darkness to light. I mean, it's powerful. What you believe about Jesus Christ is critical in your life. And Christ said, "Who do men say I am?" And we went through this. I'm going to build up to this. Said, well, Peter said, some say you're, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, Elijah. And then he said, "Who do you say that I am?" You know, in a church like this, and a lot of times people come to church because they believe a certain way, like they believe, and so they'll attend a church. But just attending a church, coming to a service, coming here this morning, it doesn't convert you. As one fella said, coming to the house of God don't no more make you a child of God than putting a rooster in a dog house don't make it a dog. How many understands that deep theology? So in order to be converted, we've got to believe right about Jesus Christ. We've got to believe unto the salvation of our souls. Amen. Not just believe historically that there was a man called Jesus that did live in Nazareth, but that he was God's son and he died for my sins to take away the curse of the judgment of sin on my life, and we believe that and accept that and receive that by the mercy of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, Jesus asked him, "Who do you say?" Now, here's what matters. "Who do you say that I am?" And he said, and you know what he said. Wonderful statement. He said, answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the anointed Messiah, the one promised, God in the flesh, my Savior." Amen. That's who you are. Well, when he said that, Jesus said to him, "You're blessed. You're blessed because you believe this. That blesses you. Blessed art thou, Simon, Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." Now, we went through this before, but I want to get to this a little closer. He said, you just expounded on something that God, my Father, has revealed unto you. And he said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven." Now, notice, here's our lesson today. He says, "I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. He called him Simon Bar-Jonah, and he said, I say thou art Peter. And the name Peter means a stone, a rock. And he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now you do know he's not talking about building the church on Peter. Amen? He's talking about building the church upon this concept that Peter believed that Jesus was the Son of God. How many knows that every church is built upon this rock? And if we build upon the sand, if we build our experience with God, are you with me this morning? It's very vital what I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. Because sometimes people can come to church and go to church all their life and not be saved. Are you listening to me? And that's the burden of my heart this morning. And you say, well, you know, Sister Ethel May used to have a saying when I'd preach kind of tight, she'd say, well, you found us all today. You made sinners out all of us. You remember saying that? But, you know, sometimes, you know why we preach a repenting sermon? Because while I'm getting ready to preach to you, the doctrine that Christ left to his ministers and his apostles is you've got to repent of your sins. What did it say about the kingdom of God? Well, I wish I could preach to you this morning. It said the kingdom of God, amen, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is the crowning thing of the kingdom of God, is we've got to get our sins under the blood of Jesus Christ. And how do you get your sins under the blood? You repent of them. How many, now don't answer me, but I'm asking you, do you know what repentance is? You say, of course we do. Repentance is not just, how many of you ever caught, you're young and in something, and before you ever say anything, they say, I'm sorry. And really, you don't really feel a real deep, settled repentance in them. They just got caught, and they're sorry they got caught. And as soon as you turn your back, they'll do it again. But that's not true repentance. True repentance is stopping doing what you're doing. Is acknowledging, this ain't right, and I'm going to put this under the blood, and the blood has power over sin. There's power in the blood. I'm going to put my weakness, my sin, my habitual evil ways under the blood of Christ, and I'm going to walk in the newness of life. That's what repentance is. And that's where the kingdom of God, amen. Now stay with me here. God help me preach to you this morning. Amen. But he said, upon this rock, I build my church. Upon this rock, upon this concept that Jesus Christ, he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. It's all in Jesus giving the praise. No, we're not Jesus only, so to speak of that. We believe in the Trinity, but we believe in Christ. Amen. On this rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Can you say amen? And the Bible said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How many knows that we have enemies of our soul? Hell is against us, but we are not going to be defeated because of Jesus Christ. Upon this concept, amen, how many knows that we can take a faith in Christ, amen, and the devil cannot defeat us if we put our faith in Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Now, look what he said to Peter. He said, I will give unto thee the keys. You ever get a job, and the boss man come and give you the keys to the different places? You know what he's doing, don't you? When he hires you on, he gives you keys. He gives you some authority. He's delegating to you the ability to open things or close things, and it's in your hands.
Yeah.
Amen. How many understands what I'm talking about this morning? He said to Peter, he said, look, you have stepped out here and you believe in me and you have put your confidence in me who Christ is. He said, now I'm going to issue to you the keys to the kingdom. Oh, y'all going to help me preach, aren't you? Amen. You say, is this important? You better believe it's important. if we just come to church and we just come and I tell you, we get up here, Brother Mike has led singing here for 50 years or however how long it's been, and I'm going to tell you something. We don't just get up here and it's not, listen, we're not just, it's not just important that the guitar's in tune, and it is important. And I don't know if you tune it every day. I don't know how you do that, but I think, is that what this little thing is here? Is that a tuner? Yeah, that's a guitar bass tuner. And I don't know how you, I don't know nothing about it. Batteries are dead. I can't even hear nothing. But they tune that thing up. But that ain't all. I'll tell you, God gives his people, amen, a key. Praise God. Are you listening to me? To unlock things, amen, that this world cannot see. It's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish y'all would help me preach a little bit this morning. You know, we don't just come here. Look, you say, well, I've heard people say, well, you know, how do we know what's right? You know, he's give us the key, amen, of doctrine, amen, in our lives. We know how to be saved. How do you get saved? He said, I'm going to give you the key that you can preach to men, amen, how to get saved. Amen, they want to get saved? Here's the way you get saved. He didn't just give it to Peter. Amen. He didn't just give this key. How many knows this morning that there is a real born again experience, amen, that we can have in our life? How many of you this morning, amen, every time in your life, every day nearly in your life, amen, the devil challenges you, amen, and he torments you, and there's doors that are closed, amen, before your life, amen. But God, amen, told Peter, he said, I'm going to give you, amen, the key of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, amen, shall be loosed in heaven. No, that does not mean, amen, that the heaven, amen, is your slaves, and you're just going to tell them, amen, but God, amen, delegated this ministry of the kingdom, amen, to Peter, and the apostles, and the ministers to follow, amen, and even you, amen, a lay person. What if you had a loved one that was on their deathbed today? And they called you to come by. Amen. And they're getting ready to leave this world and go to another world. They're not right with God. And they ask you, amen. They say, amen, how do I get to heaven? Amen. What's the key? How do I open the door? I'll tell you what, God has given us the keys, amen, to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. What do you mean by that? Amen. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, amen, shall be saved. Upon this rock, there's only one way to heaven. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The Bible said if we get in any other way, we're the same as a thief and a robber. I don't know if that makes you happy this morning, but to know that I, an old hillbilly boy, amen, that didn't know beans from apple butter about God, amen, could hear the gospel, and the gospel could open the door, amen, that is shut, amen, to so many people. If we'll believe in Christ, he'll give us the key to heaven. Hallelujah. Does this make any sense to you? Now, not only, listen now, you need to listen to me. I hope I can get this to you. But not only, listen, you say, well, how do we know how to live our life? You know, there was a time, you ever hear the message about every man did that which is right in his own eyes? You know what that is? Chaos. Right? Is that right? The Bible said, where there is no vision, I love y'all. Where there is no vision, the people... When you study that, these preachers may, you know, sometimes our Bible is written, in, of course, in the English language. It was translated early 1600s from the original text. In the original text, of course, Christ's words and all, they used Latin and Greek. And those, we were not Greeks. Well, we couldn't have read it. How many can read Greek today? Anybody? Have you ever read a prescription? Doctor wrote, that's Greek. Amen. So any pharmacists in here? Y'all read Greek, right? Any doctors? But, you know, that Bible is translated. And that scripture, where there's no vision, the people perish. Amen. That word perish means out of control. Where there is no rule, where there is no vision. Now you say, well, how do we live our life? Do you know what happens when everybody interprets the Bible their own way, lives their own way? You get chaos. People say, well, there's no absolute. There's no absolute value. What makes your way better than my way? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't my way or your way. It's God's way. And God didn't keep changing his mind. Well, I think I'll do it this way. He wadded it up and throw it in the trash. Let's try something else. No, God's not that way. Now listen, you got to get this. I don't know if I can get it to you, but he said to Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you believe in me. Now I'm going to give you the understanding, amen, of the scripture. I'm going to give you the word of God, amen, and that'll be a key to you to open the things of life. You say, well, how do I know how to live my life? Amen. God has given you the key. How many knows the Bible said he hath given us the mind of Christ. How many has ever read that right there? You don't have to worry. Look, we're confused here in the religious society. Amen. We think we got to go, this preacher believes this. This preacher believes that. But the preacher is not in charge. Amen. Are you listening to me? The keys came from heaven. Are you listening to me? God gave us the ministry. Amen. The doctrines. Amen. And a lot of times people don't even like doctrine. They don't like to, amen, take time to learn, amen, what thus saith the word of God. And so they live their life, amen, just like the world lives. They don't have an answer, amen, to the way they ought to live. Amen. But can I tell you, they don't have an answer to how to get saved. I want to be saved. They try everything. They try drugs and alcohol. Amen. They try illicit, amen, things. Amen. And porn and all of these heinous crimes. Amen. But it doesn't fill that void. Where is the key? Where's the answer to it? Christ said, I'm going to give you the answer to it. It is in the confidence that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Now, I don't know about you. I've seen old boys here at school sometimes. I don't know where they get all the keys. But I've seen guys that really didn't have no authority at all find a bunch of keys, put them on their ring, and have 50 keys. And you know they don't open everything. Now me, I'm a simple man. I don't want a lot of keys. Now if you want to steal my vehicle, I'll tell you how to do it. Just go out there and get in it. The keys are in it. The payment book is in the glove box. Have a good day. You say, well, you leave your keys. I can't keep up. I have a hard time keeping up with church keys. People think it's bad. They say, you got a key to the church. And I say, And they think y'all just not allow me to have a key, Sister Lois. But I got Brother Noah's key right now. Love you, Brother Noah. Still got it, buddy. There it is. You know, the key, he says you can shut what you want to. And once you open, it'll be open. I love living for God. I'm glad I found the key to eternal life. His name is Jesus Christ. I'm glad I found out how to live my life. The frustration is over. Are you listening to me? Amen. Because the Lord, not only, and I got to preach 7 more minutes here, 8, 9 maybe. But it not only is the doctrine the key. Listen. What you believe matters, friend. It's a key that opens. The truth is like light. It opens doors and it shuts. And he said, what you do on earth is going to be done in heaven. In other words, what you're doing is ordained of heaven. Not only is it the doctrine of the church, but it's the discipline. Now here, now you got to listen to me. You say, we have got a great term in this day where people are constantly saying, you're too judgmental. How many's ever heard that? How many's ever said that? Too judgmental. But I'm going to tell you something. God did not leave us in the dark about what's right and wrong. Are you listening to me? He gave us the key to discipline. You know, the Bible said, if there's a heretic among you, after the first and second admonition, to reject them. Now, it's not having a bad spirit, but I'm going to tell you something. God has a people. And God has taught us in His Word. And you know, the Bible is of no private interpretation. Do you know what that means? That means that this book is universal. It means the same thing in Japan that it means in America. It means the same thing down the road in church this morning as it means up here in this church this morning. It'll mean the same thing over in Richlands where they have church that open the book. They may not interpret the same, but really they do not have, we do not have, I do not have the liberty to interpret this Bible the way I see fit. God sent the key from heaven. Christ gave us the key from heaven. And He said, you believe in me, this doctrine, amen, that this belief that God has revealed it. Hey, you say, well, if people are just good and moral, will good moral people go to heaven? Mm-mm. You don't like that. But no, they won't. If they haven't believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior, repented of their sins. Hey, you take somebody and say, well, I don't do anything wrong. You know, a person that says that's not under conviction. Because, buddy, you're doing a lot wrong when you don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's only begotten Son. And when you turn your back on Him, that affects Him badly. He's going to put you in hell over that. Are y'all out here? Hello out here. Radio land, tune me in here. I want to preach to you a little bit here this morning. It does matter. The doctrines of the kingdom matter. And the discipline of the kingdom matter. Amen. Oh, let's just all love one another. And I'm not against, hey, I love every church. I pray for their prosperity in God. But there is a discipline, amen, that comes with these keys. They open the locks. They shut the doors and lock them. Amen. There is a way. The Bible said, let them that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's the key. I'm going to tell you, amen, who, amen, are you listening to me? I'm going to tell you what must be lived to be accepted, amen. How many understands that? That's really simple, isn't it? You know, And notice what he said. I mean, there's more to this than I could ever preach. Life is a complicated ordeal. There's no way this that I could explain the depths of this keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I'd rather have them as the keys to brand new, whatever they make. I can't keep up with what they make. Tahoe. I'd rather have those keys, the keys to the kingdom. Now, how many knows we're not talking about heaven here? Not altogether. The kingdom of heaven has come to earth. It's right here, right now, where we're at. It's right here in the heart of men. How do we sort through this? Amen. I've seen, Brother Zane, the Bible said, I've seen people that love to read the Bible just to get a good argument going. You know, it confuses me. You know, the Bible says in two different places, it says, answer a fool according to his folly. It did. But there's another verse that says, answer not a fool. I get my fools mixed up sometimes. You? And I answer one I shouldn't and don't one I shouldn't. I mean, understands what I'm talking about. But, you know, the Bible, just to study the Bible to argue. But I'll tell you what, you get that word of God in your heart, it'll be a key to your, it'll open the key to the kingdom for you. Amen. You hear me? Come to the house of the Lord. You know why we preach holy living? Because that's the key that fits the door into the kingdom of God. God has revealed that to us. Not mankind, but God has revealed from heaven. Amen. You know why, Peter, you know why you believe in the Son of God as your Savior? Because God, how many knows you cannot come to God unless His Spirit draws? Now, we need revival. Listen, I don't have a key ring here today, but our county needs revival. It's not my doctrine. It's not my gospel. It's not. God handed it down to us and entrusted individuals with a dispensation of ministry. But this key will open. It breaks my heart. Are you listening to me? Our county is so dependent on drugs and booze. Did you know that? I don't know if this is true. Maybe this be a rumor. But they said they had a hard time staffing the new Walmart because people couldn't pass a drug test. I was in Tennessee preaching, and a fellow said, I have to work out of town. He said, I drive a truck, so I make a trip to up north every day and back. And he said, I can't be with my family. And he said, I've got another job with the same company. They're going to let me be the mechanic. And said, but they can't get anybody to pass a drug test to get in the truck. I'm the only one can pass the drug test. He went to church. I'm the only one can pass the test, so I have to keep driving till they get somebody clean enough to pass a drug test so they can take my job and I can get my new job. You say, that ain't that bad. It really is. But he said to Peter, I got a key that'll open the door on that right there. Does anybody believe that? You know, hey, you say, well, it's a physical addiction. He can heal that. It's a mental, emotional dependency. He can heal that. Can he not? Amen. We got the key. Amen. God loved us so much. But here's the key. Peter had faith, was led of God. Now, let me tell you. You know, I believe in witnessing. I believe God has ordained for us to go into all the world and be witnesses. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you should be witnesses unto me. I believe in that. I believe, you know, Brother Mike found a track in a Kentucky Fried Chicken and read that and got, and it was partly responsible for you opening your mind to about what he needed. I believe in tracks. I believe in door to door and all of that. But you know something? If somebody hadn't have been praying for Mike Compton, that wouldn't have no effect on you, Brother Mike. How many understands what I'm talking about? Somebody, somewhere prayed. The Spirit of God had to move in that. I know, but if he'd have just read that, how many times had you seen them before? Huh? But that Spirit of God has to get in that. Are you listening to me? There's people in this county that need Christ in the worst way. Amen. But somewhere we're going to have to fast and pray and petition heaven till the Spirit of God begin. And when we go knock on a door, God goes with us. And our words are not just, hey, we're having a revival down at the church. If you got a little minute, come on down there. We'd be glad to see you and see you later. But the Spirit of God can get in those words. You may not have to say hardly anything at all. Just lay your hand upon, pat somebody on the back, praying for you. But if we really seek the Lord, God revealed to Peter, amen, I'm done, stand with me here. God bless you for coming. Amen, I want to tell you something. I don't want to be in the dark, do you? I don't want to be shut out, amen. And he said, I give you the key. And he wasn't just talking, amen, to Peter, but he's talking about all these ministers and all those that followed after. And even to this day, amen, we don't have to be in the dark. Amen, and people look at you like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You think you're right, and you think you're right. But you know, really, God is right. And if we can find the truth of the gospel, are you listening to me? You're in this house this morning and you say, well, I don't know if I can go on any further. Hey, there's a door that God can give you the key to the door this morning that'll open your understanding and open up your life to victory over that thing. 148.